ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello, hello. This is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for hitting download. Ooh, how are you going?
I'm going all right.
I'm all full of bagel and cream cheese. I woofed it down too quickly.
Yeah, I smashed an apple, which, I don't know, have you ever found that apples can make you gassy?
Yeah.
Like if you eat them too fast, you get a bit burpy.
I've heard before that an apple in the morning is actually a more efficient way to wake yourself up than a cup of coffee.
It's not nearly as fun though,
is it? No, it's not nearly as fun.
Do you know what? If you put peanut butter on it though, amazing.
The Mexicans, I'm not talking about people in Victoria or New South Wales when I say that. You know, Queenslanders like to say that. Ah, you're a Mexican. Now, in Mexico, often they will have dishes with a lot of chili for breakfast. And that is amazing because it gets all of your insides kind of gurgling and crackling along and stuff first thing in the morning.
I can't imagine wanting spicy at breakfast.
It sets you up for a good day, apparently.
Unless it's chili on pizza. Like leftover pizza that you have for breakfast,
yeah.
Then I'm all right with it. But otherwise, curry
for usually
breakfast,
that's after a big night on the piss, the cold pizza for breakfast.
Cold pizza.
That's not going to be a good day regardless. Anyway, it's the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for downloading. Big star on the show today, Tamin Sursok.
She's a legend.
From Home and Away, Pretty Little Liars,
Young and the Restless. Hannah Montana.
Yeah, she was on that as well.
Yeah.
So hang about, the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for downloading.
Is Guidance Gabby.
You can write into us anytime with your question you want guidance on, as Andrea has done on Insta at Cliffo and Gabby. She said, "Dear Guidance Gabby, I'm a mum of two gorgeous kids and every second weekend they spend time with my ex-husband. He spoils them rotten on those 2 days and they always come home hyped up on sugar and with a stack of presents. It makes my job so much harder to get the kids back into a routine and it's a stab in the heart every time they say they'd prefer to be at dad's house because he's made himself the fun parent. What do I do?"
Wow.
Ooh.
I feel really bad for Andrea. Like you're the strict disciplinarian with a routine or whatever, because you have to because it's the school week.
But imagine your kids going, "Oh, I don't like you. I want to be at dad's.
Because dad lets me do whatever I want."
I can imagine saying that to a parent when I was that age 100%. Too, you know? Like, oh, it sucks.
131060 is the phone number if you've got some advice for Andrea. Stacks of calls coming through. First up, is this Anique?
Yes.
I'm saying that right?
Yes.
Beautiful. What's your advice for Andrea?
I think she should let the two girls spend a week or 2 weeks with dad.
The two kids, yeah. Spend a week with him and see if he can keep up the fun parent for a whole week.
Exactly. And he would see how hard it is with the two girls, and the girls would see that dad has to do mundane everyday things as well.
Yeah.
Just to get a bit of a taste of what she goes through on a weekly basis so he has a bit more of an understanding.
Yes.
Interesting.
Well, who knows? I mean, it's the school holidays coming up and often in the holidays you do have those kind of arrangements, don't you, when relationships break down and there's kids involved. So, maybe he may not be fun dad after all. So who knows? Anique, that's a really great suggestion. Thank you.
No worries.
Tamara, you're next. Tamara, what's your suggestion for Andrea?
She needs to give the kids to dad on school days.
Yeah, this is similar to what Nick just said, yeah.
Yeah, but not just in school holidays, hey, like school days where there is routine and there is, you know, those responsibilities.
Yeah, I was that child.
Oh.
My mother sent me to my dad's in another state for school holidays.
Yeah.
And it was like 2-3 weeks of adventure parks and shopping and pizza. And then I'd come home to mum. And my poor mum would have to get me back into homework and shopping and school days and things like that. And it was ultra hard on her. And I never realised how hard it was on her till I became an adult and a parent.
As a kid, you'd be like, "Oh, I want to be with dad. He's fun."
Yeah. And you know what? Yeah. That's probably the flaw in Anique's plan too, with the holidays coming up and stuff. Like the very act of kids being allowed to stay up on holidays.
Oh, right.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Like, and Cocoa Pops for breakfast.
Yeah.
And
that's right.
That dad lets me do.
I can fully appreciate as an adult now where she's coming from because that's how I grew up.
Good on you, Tamara. Ian's here. Ian, what's your suggestion for Andrea?
My suggestion is that she just keeps going and doing what she's doing, because I'm a stepdad of two 18-year-old kids, and they've both seen through their dad's nonsense and realise that mum's better.
So you just suck it up for now, and you know that as they get older, they will understand why mum is, you know, a little bit more strict in these situations.
It's a bit like vegetables when you're a kid. Like, you hate them.
You think they're evil.
At the time, but as you grow up, you realise, oh, vegetables aren't so bad.
It's kind of so necessary. True. Yeah, you learn.
Angelique, we'll end on you. Your advice for Andrea?
Is to go to the Relationships Australia Parenting After Separation course.
Oh, I didn't know there was such a thing.
I did it myself. I just finished completing it. Yeah. I have two children that I'm also separated from their father for the past 4 years. But I did this course and it taught me to let go of control.
Huh.
That's the most important thing. You cannot control what is in, like, it's not for you to control what happens on his end.
Huh.
It's for you when they come home that you are prepared and have a plan. But the angrier you are, the more resentment you have, it just comes back into your parenting and happens to affect their relationships as well. And I learned this by doing this course.
That's amazing. So just say again, it was Relationships Australia. And what was the name of the course?
Parenting After a Separation.
You know what? I reckon that advice could even help just general people, like just let go of what you can't control. I need that advice.
That is so true. thanks to everyone who weighed in. That was fantastic.
That's great,
and we'll put that together as a podcast and send it out to Andrea. So it's Guidance Gabby. Get your queries through anytime. At Cliffo and Gabby is where you can contact us on Facebook and Insta.
Tamin Sersok is an Australian actress and singer who's made it big in the States. She has made her way from Summer Bay to The Young and the Restless and Pretty Little Liars, along with a bunch of other acting accolades. She joins us right now. How are you, Tamin?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, Tamin. It's so good to have you on. I'm imagining it's awesome for you to be back in Australia with your beautiful little family.
It is. You know what? We've been in Queensland for 6 months, and it has been amazing. We have had such an incredible time. My kids are in school here, and I always thought New South Wales because I was brought up in Sydney, but like I'm obsessed with Queensland. Like I think I'm converted now.
Loving it.
Sounds good.
Want to talk a lot about your, like Gabby said, your acting accolades. But first, before we do that, your family was actually hit pretty hard by the virus.
My husband got COVID January 2021 and he got severely ill. He was actually fine the first like 7-8 days. And then like day 8, it just took a turn for the worst. He had a very, very, very high fever and it didn't break for another 2 weeks. And we couldn't get the fever down and the hospitals were full. We were in Texas and there was one hospital letting people in for COVID. But he had inflammation in the brain and inflammation because it's an inflammation virus. You don't really know. They talk a lot about the breathing, but there's so many other things that can happen. So his bones were inflamed. So he couldn't move. He couldn't walk. He texted a friend, which I didn't know about, saying, like, I think this is it. Didn't say that to us because he was quarantined away from us. We were at an Airbnb at the time. And he was quarantined for 3 weeks and didn't see the kids. We didn't get it, which is wild. It's just a very weird, interesting virus. And I mean, I'm glad he's okay now. There's definitely long-term COVID effects. He has memory issues. His body's still in a lot of pain. He's now just developed stomach problems, meaning every time he eats, like he feels like really full and like it's just hurts. But definitely hit close to home for sure.
That it's just the horror stories that you hear. And I can't believe that, you know, he thought he was at the end of his life. That is so scary. Good to hear that you're all, you know, feeling okay though, despite the long-term effects.
We're okay.
Can we talk a little bit about The Young and the Restless?
Please, let's do it.
I am so interested to hear if it's like a whole different world doing soapy drama in the States compared to doing it in Australia.
It's a totally different experience, those types of shows in Home and Away. Home and Away, they had a lot of locations outside, you know, which is one of the main differences. Like for those types of soaps, everything is really inside, like indoors. You get through, you know, 30 to 60 pages a day.
Oh my God.
There's not a lot of second takes. So like on Home and Away, if you're like, hey, I'd like another take, I'd like to feel more emotional, I wasn't connected, then that's totally fine. On those shows, it's not that it's not fine, but you're not really doing more than two takes. So you're doing one take.
It sounds a bit like radio to me, like no time for second takes. You're just on, you go, you're almost live.
Yeah,
incredible. Let's fast forward. One of the more, I'm going to say, I believe, probably
probably one of the more fun characters that you've got the chance to play. Jenna Marshall on Pretty Little Liars.
Tell changed us about, my life.
Yeah, right. Tell us about that.
That changed everything for me. So obviously Home and Away changed everything for me in Australia. But the minute we were on that show, I mean, you don't know. I've auditioned for 200 pilots. I've tested for so many. I've gotten some. I haven't. Some have gone. Some haven't. So I actually did the audition for Pretty Little Liars, and I walked out, and I told my husband I was done with acting because I said it was the worst audition I'd ever done. I was like, I'm done. I was like, I screw this. F this. I'm done. I'm not acting anymore. And they got the call, and they were like, would you like to be on the show called Pretty Little Liars? And I was like, what? So obviously, it was everything for me for where I am now.
Well, something else you've made happen is a partnership with Mae Gibbs with a kids' apparel and homewares range with Snuggle Pot and Cuddle Pie. Yes. We all remember them from our childhood, the cutest little characters.
I'm just picturing the little babies with the gum nuts on their heads.
They're so cute.
What were the
so
evil
cute.
Ones?
The Banksia men.
Banksia men! That's
yes.
Right.
Oh, they're the villains.
They were so scary.
My childhood coming back again. All right, she's in Australia for Mae Gibbs at the moment and really loving it, really making it her second home, how she always intended. Tamin Sursok from Home and Away to Young and the Restless, Pretty Little Lies. We've watched you in everything, and I had such a...
Hopefully there's more. Let's just manifest, like, keep working. Keep, like, this next year is going to be the best year yet, okay?
I had such next, a crush 2022. On Danny Sutherland in Home and Away,
you
by the way.
You did. Oh, did you have, like...
Who
did
didn't,
you, I have, like, people would say, like, hey, like, I used to have a poster in my bedroom of you. I was like, that's kind of cool and so creepy.
100%. I totally cut that out of TV.
I was like,
because
I did that to Dean Cain. You know what I mean? Like, Dean Cain was like my, oh my God.
Lois and Clark. Yeah.
Oh my God. He was like my heartthrob. Yeah, so I was on your wall. Good to know. Did you buy the FHM magazines?
Oh.
And Ralph.
Oh my goodness. You did.
Name them all.
He's like, actually, I have them right here. Now that you asked.
Tamin Sursok, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Because we are heading into road trip season, I'm doing a 28-hour road trip across Queensland over Christmas. We thought we would take the show on a road trip tomorrow. We're doing a road trip to nowhere. And before we did that, we thought we would test our driving skills. Yesterday, I failed my driving test.
Yeah, you did. You sped.
I went a K over the speed
more
limit.
More than one K. Like a K over the speed limit.
Yeah, is an automatic
that
fail.
That is an automatic fail.
And I failed. And I was very nervous in doing the test. I think that was my major downfall.
Yeah.
However, Cliffo was very, very lippy. And it's your turn now to do a driving test, Cliffo.
Well, I was full of confidence and bravado after your fail.
I'll say cockiness.
Well, you set off the air arrogance. And I went, no. Confidence. Thank you. So this is me and you with Chris, who's she was awesome.
She's
from InStep Driving School. They were absolutely fantastic. But this is me having a crack at a driving test for the first time in about 20 years.
Mirrors, chair, checks his hair, hair's good.
How's the new fade going? Haircut's good. Yeah, beautiful.
Very confident.
Take the brake off.
Are you nervous?
Whack him in the drop. No, God, no, I'm missing the bag.
Did he shoulder check?
He did do a shoulder check, but we really did turn into the street going.
Oh, mate, got a Craig Lowndes from time to time.
Oh, wow.
Getting a bit swervy, aren't we? Doing here. Are you banger? Let's do a U-banger. Are you a U-banger? Oh, what's that? That's just like, wow. It was clear, though. It was clear. It was a clear run. Excessive acceleration.
Okay.
He's up red foot. You don't need to stop at the lights when they're green.
My bad.
Here goes Craig Lowndes again.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Heavy on the brakes there, mate.
It was a stop sign. I had to stop. My drink bottle
became a projectile.
Nice blue vehicle here. Let's do a reverse.
Here we go.
Right.
Okay.
So
So
take it away.
Reverse park.
Yep.
Here we go. Car's in reverse.
Do you want to indicate?
Check the mirrors.
I feel like you should indicate before you stop the car.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Remember,
right.
3 to 5 seconds.
Sorry. Yep. All right. I'll cop that.
Can you just back into the car behind us?
There we go. Oh, there we go.
Pop it into the car.
Pop it into the car.
Let's have a look.
Brake on.
How'd we go? Well, you're close enough to begin.
Close enough.
We just took out the two cars behind
right,
us.
Right, too far back. Went too far back.
Miles too far back.
Right, back.
That's a fail for that manoeuvre.
Oh, you failed!
Another fail!
You failed!
Oh, Lee. Two fails.
Two fails. I think we need to go back to driving
school. I reckon between the two of us, there's one decent driver in there.
If we combine our skills.
If we combine our skills.
Pick out the good bits.
Yeah. Is one of us that's legal.
Another foul.
I was very happy when you failed.
Oh, thank you.
Because I wanted you to be on par with me, but luckily we'll get ourselves a driver for tomorrow's
road trip. It was only after the results came in that our boss said, I think we're going to have to allocate a driver for the road trip to nowhere. So you can hear that unfold live tomorrow morning, our road trip to nowhere, a radio first. We're doing the radio show live on the road trip and see the video of my crack at the driving test at our socials at Cliffo and Gabby on Facebook and Insta. Tomorrow we are playing Alpha Bucks live on the road.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing a radio road trip show, so road trip to nowhere, live from the car. And we're going to give away a free answer right now to make it a bit easier.
You're right, we are. Melon. Not melons.
Melon.
Just melon. Just one.
Not the
singular melon.
Other name for boobs.
Like
just
maybe a watermelon.
Melon.
Or a cantaloupe.
Yes.
Or a honeydew.
My God, your melon knowledge is extraordinary. Melon is your free Alpha Bucks answer for the morning on Hit.
Started getting fuzzy in the middle, like it would skip a whole scene because the tape had stretched or something. It was worn out.
For me, it was taped off old Channel 7 back in the day with the ads and everything.
Mm.
But my brother and I watched to the point where we destroyed the video cassette of The Wizard of Oz. Remember The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, get that. It's a
good movie. We're not in Kansas anymore.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh, that's not from The Wizard of Oz. That's just Gabby when she gets hangry. Quick, get her a chocolate milk. 131060 is the phone number. I want to know what video cassette,
yes,
did you watch to death?
Because kids don't have to deal with that anymore.
Nah, you just hit play again on Netflix. But 131060, Carly's here. Carly, what video did you legit watch to death?
Dirty Dancing.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't have been far off wearing that one
you
out.
You were a massive Dirty Dancing.
I was. What part did it break at, Carly, or what happened to it?
Well, it started going at the end first.
That's the best part, is that end dance.
I know, that's why I wore it out.
You can't watch it without the end.
I will say too, for both of you guys, for you, Gabby, for you, Carly, probably some adult themes in there that you probably should have worn it.
Way too young.
My mum fast-forwarded those scenes. I wasn't allowed to watch it without my mum.
Mary's next. Mary, what did you literally watch to death?
The Sound of Music. Surely.
It's a long movie to watch over and over again.
Yes. I wanted to be one of the Von Tramp children, and my mum would restrict me to watching it to once a day.
Once a day?
I wanted to rewind it and watch it, and if the the head of the VCR got dusty, you'd have to blow into the VCR all the dust out of it. But yes, that was one movie that I would watch repeatedly.
It's incredible.
Oh, amazing.
Sharon's here right now on 131060. Sharon, what video did you literally watch to death?
We watched The Labyrinth.
Oh, David Bowie.
David
Bowie, yeah. And Ambrosius and the talking door handles and everything. Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Listen to this.
What kind of magic spells do you use? Slime and snails.
Oh, wow. Does that come right back to you, Sharon?
It takes me right back. We've actually got it. We found it on a piece of cake shit or VHS or whatever they are. And now we've stored it away with the rest of them.
So you'd love it. It was made by Jim Henson, who made the Muppets.
Yes.
And the soundtrack being David Bowie. Incredible.
There's a common
theme in all of these ones. They're all musical kind of movies with lots of singing and dancing.
Who would have thought it? The kids like music.
Weird.
Said the Wiggles in their mansions overlooking oceans and beaches.
I'm producer Brooke, and apparently I eat like a five-year-old. But today, I'm trying for the very first time
lamb.
Bring it on.
I am shook that producer Brooke has never eaten lamb before, considering she is not a vegetarian.
No. Not far from it.
No
one eats more chicken nuggets than producer Brooke.
But lamb is one of my favourite foods, and so of course we had to bring it to the table today when producer Brooke tries something new on
Why
the menu.
Why have you never eaten lamb before, producer Brooke? Because it's amazing. It's delicious.
Well, a lot of people tell me that, but every time I think of lamb, I just think of little baby lambs running around, and I just can't get in my
stop.
Head.
You
so
can't
you get a bit of a... Don't eat me, Brooke.
It's very The Simpsons, isn't it? Remember Lisa goes vegetarian because she has the little lamb talking to her in her thought bubble?
And then the rest of the family teach you, you don't make friends with salad.
That's it.
Very, very wise lesson from The Simpsons.
Okay. Let's get that out of our head, though. That's not what we want to be thinking about.
We've roasted a nice little bit of lamb meat. Very red, Gabby. There was very little fat on this. Mm. I helped Brooke roast this
in the office oven this morning.
It was just the right amount. There's a tiny little bit of ribbing down the side. When you're ready. She looks
nervous. She put the whole thing in. That was a big mouthful, actually.
I thought she'd nibble.
It's just like steak.
So while producer Brooke's just a reminder. She's she's tried mango before. She tried a mango for the first time on this segment.
Yeah.
And a Chico roll.
Yeah.
And she's trying now to swallow an entire chunk of lamb without having to chew it.
Would not recommend.
It's gone. It's all down.
Okay. You don't look happy about it, though. So let's get into our test criteria. First reaction.
I didn't mind it. I think I was still just in my head because of the smell of it. I wasn't a fan of.
The smell of cooking lamb is a bit foul. I'll give you that.
You've said to me before you won't cook lamb.
No, I won't cook it.
You make Nev cook it.
It stinks when it's cooking.
Okay, so didn't like the smell of it. Flavour. Does this food have a nice flavour?
I think so. It reminds me a bit of steak. So I actually liked the flavour of it. I just had to get past the actual smell.
What about the texture? What do you think about the texture?
It was a little bit shriveled up looking at it, but I kind of just was like, you know what, I just got to do this whole not think about it. So the texture wasn't too bad.
Okay.
You don't want anything shriveled up going anywhere near you. Is it too sweet, sour, or salty?
I think it was just right. It'd be nice to have some herbs or something on it next time, maybe.
Garlic.
Yeah, rosemary. Garlic and rosemary lamb.
With a bit of gravy. Oh, so would you eat it again?
I think I would if it was in something, if it was in like a pie or something. I don't know if I would actively go out and be like, I'm going to go have lamb tonight.
What a waste of good lamb.
Right?
You have a
roast lamb, or you have lamb shanks, or you have lamb chops. You don't have a pie.
Or a roast chicken instead. That's probably what I'll do.
Roast chicken. Okay. Back to bloody chicken.
All right.
And then you know what's going to happen? She'll get the chicken and she'll go, oh, I may as well just get the nuggets. And we're back to eating like a five-year-old. This is the problem.
Cliffo and Gabby's Naughty 640.
Can you handle what I'm about to do?
Okay.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
No, I'm not.
Brace yourself. No, Cliffo. The answer is always no. For Naughty 640. This is where I write parental erotica. I talk about normal stuff in my life as a husband and father. I write as a woman from my wife's perspective.
Still funny.
And this is it's a real one about a job I had to do at my father-in-law's house with him. All right? So it's Naughty 640, volume 50, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. It's stretched out, long and taut. A little less veiny than I remember.
Oh.
But still, the job it does is impressive. It's hard at work right now, in fact. Look at the little bugger go. Cliffo's oddly shaped body, elongated and stretching out to pick the mangoes off his father-in-law's tree. He always does like to get fruit involved. It's a hot day. Sweat drips down his body, which gives him a Greek god-like sheen in the summer heat. His soft, supple hands caress the mango skins. He squeezes their flesh like a thigh between his fantastical fingers. They are wet and juicy, ripe for the picking. After he gets them inside, he wields a steak knife, like an 18th century knight brandishing a silver sword. He cuts through the breast of his tropical fruit fantasy. Sweet nectar drips down his hands as he licks the juice with a sound. The forbidden fruit leaves quite a mess atop the chopping block surface. And unlike the Hollywood movies where they just roll over and go to sleep, I make him clean up every last droplet. If one is to indulge in such sweet satisfaction, then that devil may dance with the spray and wipe and Chuck's cloth afterwards. Never made mango so sexy.
I also enjoy that you referred to yourself as a Greek god.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well done.
Someone's got to do it, Gabby. Have you ever heard the old adage that kids are made of rubber?
Oh, yeah.
And when they're young, they bounce?
Yeah. You don't when you're an adult. But as a kid.
There actually is something with their bones
they're
or whatever
softer.
When they're young. Yeah, they're softer. You know stuff.
Yeah, and they don't have kneecaps.
Really?
When they're crawling. Yeah, their kneecaps come in later. They don't have kneecaps when they're a baby.
Yeah, right.
Here you go. I do know stuff.
I reckon
stuff.
My brother's got real solid kneecaps because he's a floor and wall tiler.
Oh, God, you'd have
so,
to.
So, on his knees.
Oof.
All the time.
Calloused knees.
Mm. But kids are made of rubber. That is what they say. And it was proved at our house yesterday because my two-year-old son, Charlie, slipped quite badly on the wet tiles at the back. And, yeah, it was pretty cringy because that thing happened where he fully slipped and then the back of his head connected with the tiles.
Oh,
and
that sound. Oh,
that sound.
That sound. It just stops your heart, doesn't it?
And, like, as a father, because Michelle was still at work, she wasn't home yet. Like, you freak out.
Yeah.
And first thing I'm doing is, like, inspecting the back of his head. Mm. Can't see any blood. So I'm like, well, that's good.
That's one tick.
Can't feel a flat spot or whatever. And, you know, so I'm like, well, that's the extent of my knowledge. All I can do now is comfort him.
Yeah.
So I picked him up and cuddled him. But we were out the back on the back tiles that were wet. And it's right next to the beer fridge. And in the top of the beer fridge where the freezer part is, that's where the Zupa Dupas are kept.
Gotcha.
So I'm cuddling him right next to the fridge and he's eye level with the freezer. And I reckon it was probably 15 to 20 seconds of whinginess when he stops, takes a breath, points at the freezer and just goes, Zupa Dupa. And I went, okay, cool. So I cut the top off of Zupa Dupa. Then he's still trying to have a little bit of a whinge in between sucks of the Zupa Dupa. But it calmed him down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So when my wife got home, I told her the story because I wanted her to, you know, keep an eye on him and all that as well.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, it's okay. But I calmed him down, the little tubby fella, you know, with the Zupa Dupa.
Mm.
And she goes, well, you can talk. And I said, what do you mean? And she reminded me of the time that I cut the webbing of between my fingers on the barbecue. This was years ago. This is before we were married.
Yeah.
And she had to take me to go and get 3 or 4 stitches at the medical center.
Yeah.
But on the way, I said, can we pull in at the BP and get an Ego Magnum on the way?
On the way.
And she laughed at the time too and said, but your hand's cut. And I said, yeah, but not my Magnum hand, just my left hand.
You're our resident tired ass, Cliffo. You are... You love to save a few dollars where you can, to the point where you will race around town to find a product if it's a couple of dollars cheaper.
It's not unusual for us to shop at both Woolies, Coles, and even pop into IGA.
to get to all get the special items.
The stuff that's, you know, super cheap.
Yeah.
You can save a lot of money doing that, Gabby.
Well, producer Brooke has actually found a list. And it's a list of things you would purchase if you were actually low-key rich in Australia. So we want to test you on this. We need you to say yes or no as to whether you do these things or not to see if you really are as much of a tight ass as you say you are.
Okay, so hold on. Let's just get this straight. And you're in on this too, are you, Producer Brooke?
Yes.
Okay, so...
If you say yes to any of these, you're not a tight ass.
I'm a tight ass. I can tell you I am a tight ass. The accusation afoot is that I'm low-key rich. And that I'm very interested in.
Okay, all right.
Because you can be rich and be a tight ass.
Well,
some of the
true.
Richest people in the world.
That's true.
Are tight asses.
However, this is yeah.
So, but am I
this
rich?
This will test you.
This is the. This. I mean, I can tell you the answer right now, but throw your questions
no, no.
What's
it going to test you first? Do you buy a drink with dinner?
Yes.
Or do you have table water? No, you buy a drink.
No, I buy a drink. I buy a beer.
There's
if
a
I'm
yes.
I'm going for dinner.
Interesting.
Do I you? That makes me rich.
Do you order a taxi instead of an Uber?
Yes.
More convenient.
Uber's a bit average at times around here. So
Do you buy two coffees in a day any day?
I have before.
Ooh.
I don't think this makes me rich.
This one I don't think you're going to say yes to, but do you choose brand name cheese?
Yes.
Oh, do you? I thought you got Coles brand.
Nah, we buy the, what used to be called Goon, it's called Cheer now.
Oh, there you go.
We buy the Cheer.
Do you ever, nah, you don't do this. Do you ever go out with friends for lunch or drinks or anything and say, this one's on me?
Oh, hell no.
No, you don't do that.
Hell no.
I knew you didn't do that one. And finally.
Because I've never done it to you. Hell, I'm the opposite.
No, yeah, you're right. I forgot my wallet. Oops.
Split this bill or you are paying.
And finally, do you pay extra for guacamole?
Every time.
Oh!
Jeez.
So he's cheap when it suits.
Maybe I am rich.
You're rich, but anyway. You're not shouting your friends.
All right, that's enough. Let's go back to the music. Here's my favourite song ever, guys. It's ABBA's Money, Money, Money. Money, money, money. Must be funny. On Hit Breakfast with Rich Cliffo and Gabby.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.